Thank you, Steve. Yes, I do enjoy your smiles. It's pleasant to look out and see so many smiling faces this morning. You know, I've really been blessed in my life. I've been surrounded by some of the most wonderful women in the world. Many times you think of your mothers as being the most wonderful women in the world, and they are. But you know, there's other women out there that have supported me throughout my life, just as they have supported you. And as we stop and we think about the love that has been shown to us by our mothers, our wives, our grandmothers, our brothers or our sisters. You know, it's amazing to me how much strength I've gained in my life from the various women that have been a significant part. Yes, my mother raised me and brought me up. She taught me the things that I should know in life. But there's others. There's others that mean as much to me as my own mother. You know, I feel a little bit like Nephi. I love how the Book of Mormon opens. The very first page of the Book of Mormon. I love what Nephi has to say. Nephi says, I, Nephi, having been born of goodly parents, therefore I was taught somewhat in all the learning of my father, and have been seen and have having seen many afflictions in the course of my days, nevertheless, having been highly favored of the Lord in all my days, yea, having a great knowledge of the goodness and mysteries of God. Therefore, I make a record of my proceedings in my days, yea, I make a record in the language of my father, which consists of the learning of the Jews and the language of the Egyptians. Now, yes, fathers are important. Fathers are a significant member of a family. But mothers are equally important. Goodly parents. You notice that Nephi has respect. He has a great deal of respect for his parents. And no doubt some of the credit goes to Lehi. Just as some of the credit of my children comes from me. But you know, an equal amount of credit goes to Sariah. And an equal amount of credit goes to each one of the mothers that are present that lead their children. Much of the teaching of children has always been in the home. Yeah, we have teaching in churches and we have teaching at schools, but most of the teaching and most of the learning and most of the discipline and most of the qualities of life that are important for young people today come from the home, come from the mother. There was a band of young people. If you'll remember right, there was a group of people in the Book of Mormon that had promised God that they were going to lay down their weapons of war, that they weren't going to fight anymore with their brothers. And they buried their weapons of war, destroyed them. And they promised God that they would never take up a weapon of war again. And They were come upon by the Lamanites and were about to be overcome. And the young people stepped to the forefront. The young people took charge. Yeah, they were under a leader, but it says on page 513 of the Book of Mormon, 26th chapter of Moroni. I'm sorry, 26th chapter of Alma. This is Helaman to Moroni. And it came to pass, starting with the 50th verse, and it came to pass again, when the light of morning came, we saw the Lamanites upon us, and we did flee before them. But it came to pass that they did not pursue us far before they halted. And it was in the morning of the third day of the seventh month. And now whether they were overtaken by Antipas, we knew not. But I said unto my men, behold, we know not, but they have halted for the purpose that we should come against them, that they might catch us in their snares. Therefore, what say ye, my sons? Will ye go against them to battle? And now I say unto you, my beloved brother Moroni, that never had I seen so great courage, nay, not among all the Nephites. For as I had ever called them my sons, for they were all of them very young, even so they said unto me, Father, behold, our God is with us, and we will not suffer, and he will not suffer that we shall fall. Then let us go forth. Notice the courage, the determination, the faith that these people had in God. We would not slay our brethren if they would let us alone. Therefore, let us go, lest they should overpower the army of Antipas. Now, they had never fought, yet they did not fear death, and they did think more upon liberty of their fathers than they did upon their lives. Yea, they had been taught by their mothers. They had been taught by their mothers that if they did not doubt that God would deliver them. And they rehearsed unto me the words of their mothers, saying, we do not doubt our mothers knew. We do not doubt our mothers knew. Yes, we have a very important blessing in that God, in all of his wisdom and all of his love for mankind, gave us mothers. What a marvelous influence they've been in our lives. They are the heart of the home. Do you know what? You know that is really a truth. Mother is indeed the heart of the home. Oh, we men, we can go out and we can earn a living and we can bring it home and we can support our children. In fact, we're told in the scriptures that if we don't do this, that we're worse than the infidel. Yeah, we're to support our children. We're to support our families. We're to bring them up and nourish them in the way of God. But the mother is that special gift given from God that brings these children through in times of trouble. Here's a quote that I read one time that I felt come in real good at this portion. You may have tangible wealth untold, and you may have lots of things of recognition too. Caskets of gold and coffers of gold. Richer than I, you will never be, because I had a mother who read the scriptures to me. Richer than I, you will never be, because we collectively had a mother and mothers that read the scriptures to us, that taught us the ways of godly people, that nurtured us. Yes, they took care of us when we were sick. They bound up our wounds when we were injured. They comforted us when we had things that didn't go our way. But stop and think of how your mothers... You know, I have a few fond memories of my mother. She is gone. She's gone for a long time now. But I can remember back, and I can hear her singing. She loved to sing. And she loved to tell us stories. I can remember my sister and brother and I sitting down at her feet and hearing her tell us stories and hearing her sing to us. My mother wasn't that religious. But there is one thing that she did do. She did make sure that, maybe I was picked on quite a bit, but she made sure that I went to church. Maybe she knew I needed it a lot more than the others. I think that came in with my dad too, though. I think that's what my dad insisted on. But as I think back over my life, I look at some of the people. You know, I wonder where I would be right now if it hadn't been for my wife. I really don't know where I would be. Because she brought me into this church. She made me aware of the truthfulness of the gospel through her and her family. When I say that I've been blessed because of the women that have surrounded me, I can look in this room right here and see where I've gained the strength to live my life. My mother-in-law really is more like a mother to me than an in-law. I love her desperately. My wife's grandmother. Now there was a lady. She was a wonderful source of strength, not only to me, but to many in this room. We were blessed enough to have her stay in our home and live with us from time to time. And she really taught me a lot. She taught me that I wasn't to come to dinner in a t-shirt. She taught me that it wasn't right to become angry. Of course, all the women in my life teach me that. But she taught me the love of a grandmother. Someone that really cares. And you know, this is the whole thing. This is the whole point of the sermon. Is that there are people out there that really care about you. And when I came into this church, into this local, family is the backbone of our family. We were talking about this in Sunday school this morning. Family is the backbone of our country, and it is the backbone of our church. We used to have nights when we'd get together has been one of my favorites. And this is the second epistle of John. This is John writing one of the ladies. It says this, "The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in truth, and not only I, but all they that have known the truth." And you know, this is why I think that we can love others in the gospel, because they love the truth, and they're taught in the truth. "For the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us, and shall be with us forever. Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoice greatly that I have found of thy children walking in the truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that thou but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is the love that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment that we, that as ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk in it." This is what our mothers have been teaching us, that we should walk in the truth. "For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he saith both to the Father and the Son." Or, "He hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you that bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your home, into your house. Neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil. Having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and to speak face to face, that our joy may be full. The children of the elect sister greet you." Look at the respect that this elder had shown unto this sister of the church, because she taught her family to live in the truth, to abide in the truth. And they walked in the truth. How important is it for us to do this? Let's go on down to the fourth sentence, or the fourth paragraph in the third epistle. "I have no greater joy than to hear that thy children walk in the truth." This morning in Sunday school, we talked about the problems that we have in this country and how whatever we do in our homes, the teachings that we give in our homes, and the teachings that the children receive in the churches are many times overshadowed by the teachings that go on in the school, because their friends don't have that kind of instruction. We as parents, we need to be careful and teach our children to be careful of the friends that they choose, because how their friends act is oftentimes how your children will act. And yes, we should be concerned for one another. One of our sisters this morning, kind of a plea know, it's hard enough bringing our children up in today's world. We need to have the support from everyone here that when our children show up in church, that we're happy to see them. That when our children are hurting, there are all these people around here that will support them. And believe me, if one of my younger brothers or sisters comes to me, I'm going to help them all I can, because I think that's my duty. I think that's my obligation and my responsibility to you as mothers. This building that can turn children away from the gospel. And it's our responsibility, each one of us, male and female, mothers and dads, brothers and sisters, to take that responsibility that we have and help these children, help these young people to understand the truthfulness of the gospel of Jesus Christ and let them walk in the gospel, just like what John was talking about with this elect lady that he found that her children walked in the truth. That's what's going to build up this kingdom. That's what's going to build up this church. One other portion of scripture that I'd like to turn to is chapter 31 of Proverbs. Starting with the 10th verse, is who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall never need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She will seek wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and the portion to her maidens. She considereth the field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth the vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengthen her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. My praise is to you women. My praise is to my wife, my mother-in-law, and all those that have been a mother to me. I want to read a little verse of poetry, and then I'll sit down because I know that it's time. It takes a mother, or what is a mother? It takes a mother's love to make a house a home, to place a place to be remembered no matter where we roam. It takes a mother's patience to bring a child upright, and her courage and her cheerfulness to make a dark day bright. It takes a mother's thoughtfulness to mend a heart's deep hurts, and her skill and her endurance to mend little socks and shirts. It takes a mother's kindness to forgive us when we err, to sympathize in troubles and bow her head in prayer. It takes a mother's wisdom to recognize our needs, to give us reassurance by her loving words and deeds. It takes a mother's endless faith, her confidence and trust, to guide us through the pitfalls of selfishness and lust. And that is why in all this world there could not be another who could fulfill God's purpose as completely as a mother.